Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And I also want to thank a longtime friend of mine, Mr. Bob Kendrick, joining us. He's the president of the Negro League Baseball Museum in Kansas City. And without, I guess, disclosing your location, you're out celebrating the launch of MLB 24, the show that comes out Tuesday. And I just want to take people back to understand how far the journey is, and then your great storytelling is going to take over this interview. Maybe about 20 years ago, the Negro Leagues Museum wasn't even a museum yet. It was a traveling exhibition. You remember these times, right, Bob?
Oh, no. It's almost impossible to forget the very humble roots of our organization that started in a little tiny one-room office in 1990 there at historic 18th and Vine, right, in Kansas City, under the watchful eye and leadership of the late, great John Jordan Buck O'Neill, who he and along with other local Negro Leaguers primarily, they literally took turns paying the monthly rent to keep their little office open. And with it, as I like to say, our dreams of one day building a museum not only that would celebrate the rich history of the Negro Leagues, but one of the greatest chapters in American history. And that started our journey. And of course, we're now in what I thought was going to be our permanent home, where we went from a one-room office to about 10,000 square feet of space, right, that chronicles the story. But as you probably both know, last year we announced our plans to build a brand new 30,000 square foot Negro League Baseball Museum right around the corner from where we operate now, and build it adjacent to the former Paseo YMCA, where the Negro Leagues were established in 1920.
That's right.
And create what I call, guys, our nation's first ever Negro Leagues campus as the gateway into historic 18th and Vine, and thusly creating an international headquarters for both black baseball and social history. So that's a long way from that little one room office in 1990.
And Bob, one of the biggest stories in baseball this year was Shohei Ohtani and his free agency, obviously being a pitcher and a hitter at such a high level. Many people viewed that as something that had not happened since Babe Ruth's time. But you would know well, there were many players in the Negro Leagues who did that. One guy who stands out to me is Hilton Smith. His 1938 season was phenomenal, both at the plate and on the mound. For those that maybe aren't aware, could you just give a little education about Hilton Smith and how he did something that Shohei Ohtani is doing now?
Hilton Smith was one of several great two-way stars in the Negro Leagues. And Hilton is sometimes hard for me to describe because I'm sure I do a terrible job, because I say he had the misfortune of being on the same team with Satchel. And that's not to demean Satchel by any stretch, but when Satchel Paige walked in the room, you knew he was in the room. Hilton Smith was the polar opposite. He was very quiet, unassuming, but lethal on the mound. I mean, Hilton Smith, fellas, did something that I don't think we'll ever see done in the game of baseball again. He won 20 games or more, 12 consecutive years. And during that stretch, he might have been the best baseball pitcher in any league. His curveball, as Buck O'Neill would say, he had the greatest curveball the sport has ever seen. My dear friend, the late, great Hall of Famer Monty Irvin would say that you could know his curveball was coming, and the break on it was so sharp that you still couldn't hit it. But like you just referenced, when he wasn't pitching for the Monarchs, he played the outfield and won the Triple Crown in 38. And he is just one great example of the stars that were two-way stars in the Negro League. Here's the funny thing about it. Hilton Smith was cut from his Prairie View A&M baseball team. That's like the guy who cut Michael Jordan in high school.
Yeah.
Right.
And Hilton was playing on a town team there and pitched against the Prairie View team and was mowing them down. And the coach said, well, who is that? The kid said, that's the guy you cut.
We are talking with Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. It is a must visit. Like, if you go out there for a Red Sox game, you have to get down to 18th and Vine area. Now, part of the story, Bob, is we met here in Boston. I shared earlier with the Traveling Museum. My next stop would be in Kansas City during mornings there for about 5 or 6 years, where I was able to further my relationship with you, the late, great Buck, and got some great dating advice from Buck. I'll give up the ghost. You know, so it's just the greatest picture I have in my collection is my arm around Buck and my and Buck's arm around the statue of Satchel Paige. And for me, it's a way of saying, having you today is a way of saying thank you for having me get through a lot of crazy times when I was there, but to see the growth that's happening. And the truth be told, we haven't spoken in probably 15 years, but the stories that have jumped out, and this is what I want to lead to, is one, Geddy Lee from Rush really providing so much towards the museum that it became such a bigger story than what it had been. And two, Major League Baseball integrating the story of the Negro Leagues into the game, which has now gone even further with MLB The Show 2024. Can you talk about those two things?
Yeah, those are significant moments that have certainly helped bolster the growth of the museum. And as you can well imagine, I get visitors from all over the world, but particularly my Canadian fans, who walk in and they see the Geddy Lee collection. And they all are kind of raising an eyebrow. And they look at me like, you mean the Geddy Lee? And I'm like, yes, the Geddy Lee.
That's right.
Former lead singer, bass guitarist of the legendary Hall of Fame Canadian rock group Rush, donated a significant collection of single sign Negro League player autographed baseballs. And Geddy, as many folks know today, is a huge baseball fan. You can see him at Toronto Blue Jay games still today, sitting behind home plate, keeping score. But at that time, unbeknownst to us, he was also a huge sports memorabilia, still is, huge sports memorabilia collector, just sold a significant portion of his collection. And so Rush was playing a concert here in Kansas City several years ago. He had a friend that lived here and said, I'm going to take you by to see the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And like most who visit the museum, he fell in love with the museum. Well, after leaving, this collection of single-signed Negro League player autographed baseballs come up in an auction, and he decided that he would bid on them with the hope and intent of winning them so he could donate them back to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Now, mind you, we had no idea that any of this was going on. His office calls and says, Geddy Lee has a few baseballs he'd like to donate. Would you all like to have them? Well, naturally, we said yes. But, man, I'm thinking three or four that he might have picked up somewhere. Guys, it turned out to be 200. He has since donated an additional lot of 200, now giving the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum one of the largest collections of single-signed Negro League player autographed baseballs anywhere in the world, and it's all due to the benevolence of one Geddy Lee, a white Canadian rocker. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up, man. It's too good. It is too good. And then you mentioned MLB The Show. MLB The Show and our partnership with Sony on this venture to include the Negro Leagues in the Gamebuster video game MLB The Show has literally been game-changing for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Guys, it is one of the biggest things we've ever done, and who knew that it would be a video game? But the gaming community has completely embraced the inclusion of the Negro Leagues. They are not only learning about these legendary stars of baseball's past, but they are falling in love with these athletes. But when you stop to think about it, who better than the players in the Negro Leagues to be in a video game? The way they played the game was video game-esque. And so Satchel's supposed to be in a video game. And now the power of Josh Gibson, the almost mythical-like power of Josh Gibson. But as I tell folks, the power was real. Yeah, no, it was very real. And so millions of young people and young adults have embraced this. And they're learning this history. And that excites me because as a museum, as a history museum in particular, cultural institution, my job is how do we make this history relevant to what is happening in the lives of young people today? And to go to them where they are, utilizing a mode and medium in which they're accustomed to getting their information and engaging with, and they're being entertained at the same time. And it is taking hold, and they're taking it to heart. And this has been such an exciting endeavor for me because I'm in the video game telling stories.
Yes.
And who I never thought ever that I would be in a video game of any kind. And it's almost made me a household name in the gaming community because kids, scores and scores of young people came to the museum last summer because they saw the museum in the video game and told us they wanted to meet the guy who was telling the story in the video game.
Wow. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're talking with Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And Bob, the mode last year in MLB The Show, I really enjoyed it because it taught me some things. Like, I knew who Jackie Robinson was. I knew who Satchel Paige was. But I didn't really know who Martin DeHigo was. I didn't know much about Hilton Smith. And I learned about these guys. And I also flat out had fun playing the game mode last year. Now that it's going to be back for a second year in MLB The Show 24, is it structured in a similar way? Have you made any tweaks to it? What can you tell us about the game mode in this year's game?
Well, first and foremost, there are additional players that will be added to the game, and so there'll be more stories that are shared, more backstories, more stories about the history of the Negro Leagues. It is also a tribute to the Black press. And the Black press fellas, were instrumental in really voicing this history. Had it not been for the work of the Black press, we would know very little about the history of the Negro Leagues. They were there to document it. Mainstream media would occasionally print a box score, and that's all you were going to get. And so we wanted to make this year's edition of MLB The Show, which is thematically called Printed History, a tribute to the Black press. And, of course, the addition of what will ultimately be 10 Negro League players. The first four were just recently introduced and will be a part of the game when the game is officially released on March 19th. And six additional players will be added as the year goes along. And so this is very, very exciting. Of course, the four players that were already introduced, Josh Gibson, his Thunder Twin teammate Buck Leonard, Henry Aaron, but Henry Aaron as a member of the Indianapolis Clowns,
which
surprised a lot of people. Yeah, Henry Aaron was a skinny, cross-handed hitting shortstop playing for the Indianapolis Clowns in 1952 before he was signed away by then the Boston Braves, who, of course, would become the Milwaukee Braves, who then would become the Atlanta Braves, and before this kid from Mobile, Alabama, would eventually go down in this sport as one of his all-time greatest players. It began for him in 1952 in the Negro Leagues with the Indianapolis Clowns. And then the person who took his roster place after he was signed by the Braves, a woman by the name of Toni Stone, the first woman player to be added to MLB The Show. So we're breaking barriers on several fronts. Toni Stone would join the Indianapolis Clowns in 1953, becoming one of three women to play professionally with and against the men regularly in the Negro Leagues. And so, needless to say, we are tremendously excited about this next iteration of the game and the continuation of sharing this history and the profoundness of this history with the gaming community. And man, I have been thrilled at how many educators have reached out to me.
Yes.
And they are now incorporating the video game into their class curriculum as a way to teach history, because again, it's education, it's entertaining, it's engaging. And that is what grabs the imagination of our young people. You retain this kind of information because you're engaging with it. And I can say it, that's why I'm out in San Francisco today. Early part of next week, the video game is being honored for how we're using the video game to teach history. And that's something that we are tremendously proud of. I can't even overstate, again, how vitally important this partnership has been for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
I can't understate how proud I am. And I'm almost in tears here. I've seen the growth. I remember the days where you'd have to be closed one day a week. And here we are, second year, MLB The Show. Bob, give everybody the information of how they can visit the Negro Leagues Museum. They've got a stop over at the new airport in Kansas City. If they've got a day, they can come visit. What's the website? How can they get in contact? How can they come visit? What is the requirements or if anything in terms of, you know, large groups and so forth?
Yeah, no, please, for those of you there in that Boston area in particular, and congratulations to my dear friend Joe Castiglione on being inducted into the Writers' Wing of the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Credit to Joe.
He is incredible. He has been such a strong advocate of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and a dear friend of mine for many years. He brings a group from the Red Sox religiously every year. The club comes to town. And so y'all come and join Joe when the Sox are in town to play my Royals. You can visit us online at www.nlbm.com to learn about the hours. If you're so inclined to support our efforts to build this new Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, the campaign is called Pitch for the Future. And just to learn general information about everything that's happening, you're right, Kansas City is on the roll, on a major roll. We just opened the first women's professional sports stadium in the country today with the Kansas City Current.
Getting close with the Patrick Mahomes reference there, Bob, but we're okay. Yeah, I think you're right.
So there's a lot of great things happening in Kansas City, and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, though, is the one that is most near and dear to my heart. So please come and see us. You will not be disappointed. If you are a fan of American history, you're going to love the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. If you're a fan of the underdog overcoming adversity to go on to greatness, you're going to love the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. But as you both know, if you are a baseball fan to boot, as we say in the country in Georgia, you're going to be in hog heaven. Yeah, it is the best of all those worlds. So please make plans to come see us. Again, the website is www.nlbm.com, and you can follow me on both Twitter, well, I guess it's X now, and Instagram at NLBMPrez, P-R-E-Z. And I'm also sharing the happenings there at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Mr. Bob Kendrick, thank you for joining KJ and Lyons here on WEEI. Brother, it is so good to talk to you after this time.
Man, it's my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me. We really appreciate it.
All right. Oh, yeah. MLB The Show 24 out Tuesday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.